We also have with us on the line Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, how are you doing? You're now in the...
Ohio State joke for you before we start. What is a Buckeye? It's a nut that not even a squirrel will eat.
Oh, nice.
You know, I like that. All right, Mike, you can stay on the air.
Long ago. Matter of fact, just about when Gary and I were starting the program, Internet Advisor, somewhere near the year 1999, I used to do the weekend program on WJR. And what we would do before these games was we'd give people like a half an hour to call in with their jokes, and we would go from one team to the other. It was quite a hoot. So thank you for that, carrying on that grand tradition. But, Mike, you have got some headlines going here. And by the way, folks, what this is kind of a sampler, a little hors d'oeuvre of what you can get delivered to your computer every Friday, absolutely free. All these stories and many, many more put together by Mr. Mike Brennan and his crew. And Mike, first title I saw caught my eye immediately was Dan Gilbert's shot back across the bow of L. Brooks Patterson.
Yeah, I was at that event on Wednesday at Tech 248, and I was surprised that Brooks said that, being a politician that he is. But he was all upset because Dan had recruited one of his companies into one of Dan's buildings downtown. And I was even more surprised how frank the comments were back from Dan Gilbert. They were really getting at each other, that's for sure.
I'll tell you, essentially...
He just said, get your facts straight, Brooks, you know. So.
Mm. Well, Mike, you and I have known Brooks for a long time, and we'll never be surprised at anything he says, will we?
He's what they call a colorful quote in the industry.
Oh, yes. You can always count on him for something very colorful.
And he runs that county. Yes. So well.
The thing, I think one of the things this underlines is we hope that, all kidding aside and all the politics aside, there can be a joint effort here to bring new businesses into the area.
Yeah.
I think the central point of what Gilbert was saying is we need to get past, and I was kind of thinking that at the time that Brooks said it, is that's kind of the old school politics.
Yep.
We've got to move beyond that.
We really have to benefit the entire area.
Absolutely.
Hey, one other thing I saw here is that the new NSA director has some words for Silicon Valley. We come in peace?
Yeah, Admiral Michael Rogers is the new guy, and after... You know, the big revelations about what the NSA was doing to all of us, we Americans. He was just, you know, Stanford is really the heart of Silicon Valley, and everything kind of spun off Stanford and everything they've been doing over the last 40 or 50 years. So he was right there in the heart of technology land and just said, it doesn't pay for us to villainize each other. Let's move forward. We know what's going on. You know, but and then it still boils down to the NSA is the biggest spy organization in the world. Like it or not.
So. Yep. Hey, by the way, you Accelerate Michigan had some prizes that they passed out to top businesses, and you have in your headlines there the winner.
Yeah, SkySpecs, which I had not heard of before. It's a Ann Arbor based company. They won $500,000. It's a $1 million contest, and they develop a sophisticated collision avoidance system for drones.
Drones
are everywhere, but. So I guess now to keep the drones from running into each other, they have developed this system so they won't do that.
Very clever. By the way, Mike attends, you can hear things like Accelerate Michigan or the press conference out in Oakland County. That's what Mike does. He's got his kind of ear to the ground of what's going on in technology throughout the state of Michigan and around the nation as well. And that's what you'll get in these headlines with MI Tech News. And by the way, the way of getting hold of a subscription is simply to go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and click on the Subscribe Now button. For nothing, you get all these headlines and much more, including audio resources as well. And some neat things coming up in the near future we'll tell you more about as well. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Go Amigos, right?
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.